839 Galesburg's Morning News. All right, this weekend, next weekend, Prairie Players Civic Theater's latest production is coming up. It's Steel Magnolias. And, it's classic. You're right.
89-ish?
Yeah, I know 89? Everybody knows most definitely knows the movie.
I think it's the first movie I walked in on my mom crying to. And I didn't know what was wrong.
Yeah, she said, Mom, what?
Like I was 4 years old. What happened?
You're watching a movie? Movies aren't sad,
right? We were watching Looney Tunes.
There you go. All right. Well, joining us to talk more about the production coming up. First off, the production manager for Steel Magnolias, Colleen Culbertson. Colleen, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks for being with us here this morning. A couple of the actors in the production, Maggie Savage. Maggie, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Thanks for coming in with us. Also, Vera Fornander. Vera, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great.
Thanks so much for checking in with us here this morning. All right. Well, Colleen, I'll start with you. Let's talk about the choice of this production in particular and Steel Magnolias.
Well, this has been a play that Anne Carmen Handel wanted to direct, particularly this year, as she said in her statement for the program. And, you know, it's a gentle yet strong friendship between women. And after going through the pandemic and other events of the world, we just felt like this was the time to do this. Prairie Players has done this two other times, and we actually have some returning cast members from those productions, as well as some crew members who were on those shows. So,
yeah. Is this one you've done before, Vera?
Yes, I did the production in 1988. The play itself came out in 1987. But we performed it in 1988, and I was Malin at that time.
And who are you this time around?
I am Weezer.
Okay. Well, it's all right. I mean, yeah, a different role then. Make it more fun, right? Change it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Maggie, what's your role this time around?
I am Shelby in this production.
Okay. Well, let's talk, Vera, a little bit more about this and kind of the group of actors, the cast you've got together for this and how it is, how it's all working out so far.
Oh, it's working out great. We have three people that were in Prairie Players for some time. Chris Curtis is playing the part of Clary. Christina King is playing Annelle. And then we have three new people to Prairie Players, but they are nowhere newbies when it comes to theater. They have a lot of theater behind them. And that is Mary Ellen Milam and Kathy Chagrin. And, of course, Maggie.
Mm-hmm. Well, Maggie, talk about this and this production in particular. Do you feel like, friends, sisters, in all your rehearsals, you kind of become kind of family, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Kathy, who plays Malin, who's my mom, I mean, even from our audition, it was just really organic working with her. And I think we've all gotten kind of close. The energy is just very natural and easygoing. It's been a really awesome creative process.
All right. Well, first off, this weekend and next weekend, Colleen, give us the details on when the show is going to be and how people can get tickets.
Okay. So we open on Friday night, this Friday night, and we run Friday night, Saturday night, 7:30 performances. Sunday is at 2 o'clock. The next week, we have an extra performance because, oh boy, ticket sales are going like crazy.
Good.
Get your tickets now. So that will put the performance starting on Thursday, March 30th, and then it runs that weekend also. Brings us into April 2nd. So go to prairieplayers.com, and you'll see the Steel Magnolias beautiful banner, and just click on Buy Tickets, and it takes you right there. And then you can pick your tickets up at the theater, or you can print them off right there in your home if you have a printer.
Do people still do that?
I do.
Okay, just checking. Just checking. All right. Colleen Culbertson is the production manager for the Prairie Players Civic Theater's production of Steel Magnolias. A couple of the actors in the production, Maggie Savage and Vera Fornander, joining us. Maggie, talk about your background. Have you done a lot of theater growing up?
That's like the only thing I've ever done.
Okay.
My parents are performers. I was actually telling someone the other day that my first audition was when I was 2 for the Oscar Mayer Wiener Kid. My mom dressed me up in a sailor suit, and I did a tap dance and did that. So, yeah, I grew up doing theater. I was on a brief hiatus because of grad school, so it's nice to be back in doing it for sure.
Tyler, you didn't start at 2, did you? When were you involved?
I started my tap dancing weeks ago.
But prior to that, you're acting. How about that?
Well, my wiener costume is in the cleaners. So. But So we're both very talented.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, but you were involved though in the in theater. Yeah. What age?
I wasn't. Third, fourth grade, I think. Okay. Performing Arts Academy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But
I played a mouse once.
See,
I didn't. I was an extra a lot of the time, so I was allowed to talk.
Showing your talent is what you're saying. Yes. All right. So Vera, I know you've been involved for a long time and done a lot of productions. I guess something like this, a little bit different, got to be really fun. I know you've done it before. It's got to be really fun with kind of a small cast like this.
Oh, it definitely is, and we've just like we've said that have become family, and it's just you know when you have. Sometimes when there are new people involved, they get very intimidated, but not these guys. They're just, they are wonderful and just added so much to this production that we're very proud of them.
Oh, thanks.
talk any highlights, like as an audience member, things, anything in particular to look for from this cast or this particular production?
Oh, gosh.
Just the whole thing, right?
The whole thing. You know, there's also some hair washing going on.
Yeah.
Really?
On stage. We actually have water on stage.
We have water on stage.
That's because we have an awesome crew.
Oh,
built it. You can wait till you see the set.
It's incredible.
It's
amazing. Wow, that's pretty amazing, yeah.
Jerry Handel built it and with help from others, and your friend Molly.
Scott
has done amazing work, as she always does.
As she does here for us, too.
Yes.
Absolutely. How about you, Meg? Anything in particular you think that people really need to kind of be watching for, or just the whole production in general?
I mean, there's a lot of great, like, one-liner zingers, you know?
Yes.
I mean, think about how Dolly Parton was in this role. There's going to be a lot of those great Southern phrases, but also a lot of, like, just very tender, vulnerable moments between people, too. It's a good balance of feeling, I think.
Colleen, talk about what you've seen so far through rehearsals and everything from this cast.
Oh, it's just they walked in ready. I mean, from audition time, like Molly was talking about, auditions were amazing. We had 25 talented women try out for 6 parts, so it was incredible. And so watching the cast, you know, just continue to evolve, and watching the set around them, it was built by the time we had auditions, and that's almost never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And and the crew that we've that has come together, we had people volunteering. We've got volunteerism coming back, so that's very exciting. And besides, if you want to volunteer for Prairie Players, you can go to their website, that same website, and there's a little button that says volunteer, too. So if you want to get in on the action, you know, Prairie Players always looking for people to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, got all kind of different roles for people, right?
We
also.
Do, yeah. So, you know, I love being backstage and watching all this happen.
Well, again, the production comes up first off this weekend, Friday night, 7:30, Saturday, 24th, 25th, and then 30th and 31st, then April 1st, a 2 o'clock matinee, March 2nd, or March 26th, April 2nd as well, all at the Prairie Players Civic Theater studio at 160 South Seminary Street. Again, you can see tickets on the website available. That's where you can buy them, and you can print them off if you want to, right?
Yes.
If you still do that. So what's next? I know you wanted to plug. You got the next production coming up, Vera.
The next production is The Odd Couple, the female version.
Oh, really? Okay.
And it is going to be directed by John Sipkin. And auditions are coming up next Monday and Tuesday at 6:30 at Prairie Players. So it calls for several women and I believe 2 men.
Yes, 2 men.
Okay. Yeah.
Huh. Is it similar to the male original kind of version?
Yes. I believe the female names are Florence Unger and Olive Madison.
Right.
Instead of Felix and Oscar. That makes sense. That makes sense.
And I believe Sally Struthers was the one who played Florence in the original Broadway version of it.
Oh, wow. So when will audition start for that?
Next Monday and Tuesday.
Next Monday and Tuesday. Okay.
Yes.
Very good. All right. Anything else we need to get to this morning, Colleen?
Oh, I was just going to say, everybody come out for auditions. Everybody come out for the show. There's just a lot of people put a lot of time and energy into this. And we want to thank, everybody who's been working on the show.
Yeah, I suppose. And I'll talk to you about this, Vera, because you've been doing this for a long time. People that have been interested, never done it before, no experience, you'll accept it because you never know what you're going to find. You might find something within you that maybe you can actually do this.
Right.
There's, I walked in off the street.
Yes, she did.
Well, not exactly.
Just kind of hanging out on South Prairie, right? And,
yeah, it's not? Just, you know, I know a lot of retired people who said, yeah. Oh, I always wanted to do it. Well, come and do it because it's – plus, it's really great to keep that memory going by memorizing things.
Well,
and
that
if
too.
Memorizing scares you, come and work backstage.
Oh,
and,
exactly.
And there's all kinds of things to do. So,
yeah. I mean, Tyler, will your wiener costume be out of the cleaners in time for
I hope so.
A couple auditions? Why not?
I put together an ensemble for you guys. So.
Including TAP, right?
Yes.
All right. Prairie Player Civic Theater's production of Steel Magnolias again opens this Friday night, and you can find your tickets online at the Prairie Player's website. Again, if you Google Prairie Player Civic Theater, you'll find it there. And it sounds like this is going to be a really, really fun production. Vera, anything else that you think we need to know here?
Just get your tickets online. I hate people to come from a distance and find out we're sold out or something.
Right.
But tickets are still available, I believe, for all of the performances. So,
yeah, I guess if you have somebody coming from out of town or whatever, make sure that either you get the tickets for them ahead of time or that they get them.
Right? Mm-hmm. Correct.
All right. Meg, anything else we need to know about the production?
Come see it. It's really awesome. It's one of my favorite productions I've been in. So come on, see it.
All right. Colleen, anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, I just wanted to the quote from the author of this play. When you asked about the dialogue, that sort of thing, his quote was, "I always thought the women in my community were so witty and clever. In a lot of ways, they talked in bumper stickers."
There you go. That's perfect.
And
that's
there are perfect. So many lines in this that people can just spout off. You mentioned this show, and somebody says something like, "Drink your juice, Shelby."
There you go. I mean, yeah, so I guess for those younger, it means talking in memes, right?
Yes.
How about that? All right. Again, Prairie Players Civic Theater's production of Steel Magnolias that gets underway this weekend. Colleen, Maggie, Vera, thank you guys so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it. And
thank you
best
for
of luck with the production.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.